At a time when large retail outlets are closing, the big and welcome news this week is that the John Lewis Norwich store is set to stay here despite closing stores elsewhere in the country. Elsewhere in the city, developments are proceeding as we hear of the virtual forest of cranes around the city as building works proceed. The livestock market continues to thrive, and the Hawk and Owl Trust features the peregrine falcons as they return to nest at the cathedral.
Norwich's reputation as a quality retail high street has been secured with the news that John Lewis will be staying in the city centre. Business experts have said that having lost BHS and more recently Debenhams, with the future of House of Fraser far from certain, losing another landmark would have been a blow. Professor Joshua Bamfield of the Centre for Retail Research, based in the city's Rose Lane, said it would have been a blow to the city and other businesses on the high street. John Lewis is a magnet, and because of its location, it takes people through the city and passing other businesses on their way. We've recently lost Debenhams, and the future of House of Fraser is far from certain. I think with John Lewis and Jarrell as our two certain department stores, the city has a high-quality offering which isn't really rivalled anywhere else in the county. He was echoed by Adrian Fennell, retail partner of Norwich-based Roche Chartered Surveyors, who said he was fairly certain the store would be safe. Of course, it was a concern, but Norwich is the perfect location for a store like John Lewis. It has a captive market, who are all very much John Lewis shoppers. It also has the added benefits of the Westgate being pedestrianised, which gives it an added layer of accessibility. It also has a car park, which not only adds a level of profitability, but also offers benefits to businesses in the surrounding area. There are still a lot of people in Norwich who call that building Bonds. It has a very proud history of quality retail, and it's exactly the sort of reputation that the city needs.
Towering cranes over the skyline of Norwich are a sign that while it has been a year since coronavirus lockdown began, the city has continued to change. Construction work has understandably slowed because of the various restrictions introduced to the COVID-19 pandemic and the subsequent impact on the economy. But a string of major projects are altering how the city looks, with three huge cranes currently adding to the usual mix of spires and towers. And they range from the transformation of a museum beloved by generations to hundreds of new homes for Norwich's burgeoning student population and other people keen to move into the city centre. Coronavirus restrictions have meant some people have barely ventured into the city centre over the past 12 months. When they do get back, there are schemes they will see which are changing the face of Norwich.
The large developments that will double the population of a Norfolk village include significant new infrastructure, local council members have said. Some residents in Cringleford voiced their concerns over the lack of amenities in the area in the face of at least 1,700 new homes, which will change the village forever. Among the main concerns were the fact it only has one 420-place school, which is oversubscribed, and traffic issues caused by its proximity to the A47 and A11 trunk roads, as well as the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Conservative South Norfolk councillors William Kemp and Daniel Elmer said some upgrades had been provided, with more on the way. In a joint statement, they said, "The proposed new developments in Cringleford include significant new infrastructure as part of the development proposals, a new primary school, significant amounts of green and recreation space, and a regionally important upgrade to the Thickthorn Junction will all support the new housing. A new bus interchange is already enhancing community transport, and a large investment by South Norfolk Council at the Norwich Research Park, which will deliver high-quality jobs for local residents. A site for a new primary school has been secured through a Section 106 agreement, with developers and constructionists penciled in to begin in 2022-2023, according to Norfolk County Council's 2020 Schools Local Growth and Investment Plan.
Bus bosses have said two mooted shake-ups for Norwich streets which would cost more than £2.8 million, will slash journey times and make services more reliable. Their comments come as members of the public are asked to have their way over a £2.5 million plan for the area around Norwich's railway station and a £330,000 revamp for the Grapes Hill roundabout. Proposed changes at the station include a section of Thorpe Road becoming buses, cycles and taxis only, while changes would mean buses would no longer have to use the station forecourt. Improvements for walking and cycling are also planned, along with a new Beryl bike hire hub and car club spaces. The Grapes Hill shake-up would see the traffic lights on the roundabout removed, which council officers say would cut bus journey times by up to 7 minutes at peak times. The council says traffic modelling also shows up to 4 minutes would be shaved off journey times for other traffic in the morning rush. There would also be improvements to crossings, a wider footpath and a new section of shared use pedestrian and cycle path. The two Transport for Norwich schemes are funded through the Transforming Cities programme, which was awarded £32 million worth of government cash.
Norwich Livestock Market says it's confident of continuing its success after recording a rising number of cattle sales last year, despite the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic. The fortnightly auction on Hall Road has echoed the findings of a national report, which says the last 12 months have proved the value of a thriving live auction system in driving turnover and setting strong prices. Annual throughput figures released by the Livestock Auctioneers Association, the LLA, showed more than 11 million animals sold through live sales rings in England and Wales in 2020, including almost 10 million sheep and more than a million cattle, with total turnover rising by over 260 million to 1.8 billion. The figures represent an increase in almost every sector as farmers turn to the livestock market to achieve best prices for their stock, despite the challenges of COVID-19 and a drop in production numbers in some categories.
Norwich Cathedral's female peregrine falcon has laid her first two eggs of the season. The Hawk and Owl Trust, which is based in Sculthorpe near Fakenham, reported the falcon laid the first egg shortly before 12:40 a.m. on March the 18th. The second egg was reported at 5:30 a.m. on the Saturday morning of the 20th of March and has sparked excitement among wildlife enthusiasts. Nature lovers are able to watch for development on the Trust camera, which is installed in the cathedral's spire. The Trust's Peregrines Project initiative said the falcons in Norwich have been fairly consistent in laying up to four eggs over the past 5 years between second and third week of March. In 2018, there was a two-week delay, which could have been as a result of the heavy snowfall caused by the beast from the east. The eggs are laid over a 3 to 5 day period. They are then incubated for up to 5 weeks before hatching. Peregrines can reach speeds of up to 200 miles per hour when they swoop on their prey in mid-air in a move known as a stoop. The Norwich Cathedral Peregrine webcam can be viewed at the Hawk and Owl Trust website.